Hey, what up? It's Killer Mike checking in at NappyAfro.com. Make sure you keep it 100. One sound rap gang, bang, bang, bang. Run the jewels on food, and I'm gone. Yeah.
Yo, Shorty, a.k.a. Good Kid, Red City. I just called to say congratulations on Frocast. Once again, y'all stealing shit, though. God bless. Congratulations, Nappy Afro, Fro Nation.
Hey, it's your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. the Black Alex B. Keaton, a.k.a. Tupac Shakur, a.k.a. the Boss Kick Ross, a.k.a. Iron Knight Tyson, and the a.k.a. that matters the most, Jack Swagless. You are now tuned in to the dopest podcast for the dopest network on the internet. This is the Frocast with the King and the Queen. We out.
A.k.a. list you ever heard in your life.
I don't be listening.
But I know, whatever, man. You ready to roll?
You wrote your AKAs in?
I have to. I got 20 of them.
No more.
We recording that, John. So you got to, you know, can't just be saying the insignificant things. When I'm sitting here like, oh, you wrote your AKAs? It's live. The mic is hot.
So why don't you just delete it?
No, because sometimes, you know, it'd be easy. Like, sometimes we have pre-show talk that when it, you know, we kind of...
Okay.
Sometimes you give away some gems in the pre-show. But at any rate.
What did you say, boy?
And then he got something, a little start point when he editing and stuff. He can... But anyway.
Hello. You are now listening to the number one podcast in Zaire. It's the Frocast presented by NappyAfro.com.
Now tune into the best podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast, episode 346.
Yeah, that's right.
Sounds right?
That is right.
I'm your host with your most, excuse me, the host with the most. It's your boy King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champ, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast today, a.k.a. the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, a.k.a. LeBron Flames, a.k.a. the King of the Lames, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. Germ Cena, a.k.a. Pod Strickland, a.k.a. Fat Sajak, a.k.a. the Brooks Bandit, a.k.a. Mr. Sensible Shoes, a.k.a. Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, a.k.a. ASAP Stocky, a.k.a. the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be, a.k.a. the main event, a.k.a. the Pod Father, a.k.a. I am the Frocast, damn it. And I'm joined here by my lovely co-host, the elegant, the lovely, the thrifty, the problematic, Queen Germ, say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated yet ignorant, a.k.a. the queen of QVC, a.k.a. bipolar mom, a.k.a. I hear no one, a.k.a. a lot of crass with a dab of class, and a.k.a. the one that's going on my motherfucking t-shirt. Your grade is your motherfucking grade. I'm in the building.
Queen Germ in the building, everybody. Queen Germ, how you week been?
Week been pretty good.
Do anything interesting past week?
Spring break.
Oh, okay. It was spring break for everybody last week. We had a good time, went out of town, you know, traveled, you know, did a little family thing. Something light, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I had a good time. I ate good every day, had lots of laughs.
So. Yeah. Oh, we do have a live studio guest today. We have Rock Jones in the building. Rock Jones, you'll say what's up to the people. He doesn't want to say what's up to the people. So Rock Jones is here, people. Mr. 291, go back, look, you know, that's him. Yes, Mr. Watch himself in the building. You know what I'm saying? But like always, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. When you see, look for the Frocast on any podcast reader that you have. It should be on there. Look for the Frocast. Like us on, subscribe to us on iTunes. Stream us on Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, and wherever else. We out there. And don't forget, call the voicemail at 347-201-2572. Leave us a voicemail. We'll play it on the show because that's how real niggas do. And don't forget, we got the Patreon where you can join for as little as a dollar and you can support the team. We got some good shit going over there at Patreon. You know, if you make a certain amount of donation, you get some hot stickers that we got coming straight off the presses. And you never know, man. So just check out the Patreon. See what we got going over there. Support the team. Support the dream. Woo! Okay. Got all the pandering out the way. Time to get into the show. You want to start the first topic?
Well, the first topic.
See, people, that's why I'm the host with the most.
First of all, if you want a nigga to do something, you should have said that before we even started recording. You threw that out there like it was all good. Go ahead. From Atlanta News, Atlanta AJC. Journal Constitution. Go ahead. I'm going to let you do it since you the host with the most.
Since BZ always talking shit about Florida and high news, it's all crazy and shit, I decided to look for some crazy news in Georgia. Now, this ain't really crazy, but it's crazy. So, a cop man groped boy in front of his parents, cops say. So, reading this article, a Cobb County man is accused of inappropriately touching a 12-year-old boy in front of his parents just days after he was released from jail on allegations that he groped a woman. Thomas Andrew Wooten, 52, of Kennesaw, is charged with one count each of child molestation and cruelty to children in the second degree, according to the arrest warrants. Said he was booked in jail on March 5th. He was released March 6th on a $27,000 bond. Wooten grabbed the child's backside in front of the boy's parents, causing the child to be nervous and scared. Oh, man. Now, he just got out of jail for grabbing a woman's chest multiple times and tried to kiss her without her consent.
So he ain't got enough.
Yeah, he's a very handsy individual, I must say. You know what I'm saying? But I want to know, how you making bond if some man grope your child in front of you?
What do you mean, how you making bond?
How you making bond?
I mean, to me.
Because I'm killing the nigga. Yeah, I'm not not going to try my kid up in front of me. Like,
That's way too
like,
much.
What was this? Was this a seductive child?
No kids are seductive.
I'm just saying, like, what in the world? Like, what was this kid doing that made you want to grab his ass in front of his parents?
I mean.
I'm not victim blaming. For somebody say y'all victim blaming, I'm not like victim blaming. Is, yeah. I'm just asking. You know what I'm saying? Because this man, obviously, he has an issue. He doesn't care. He doesn't discriminate. He grabs women's chests. He grabs little kids' ass.
So he is unstoppable.
I mean, he's the Thanos of the molestation world.
I'm like, come on. That may remind me of a few years ago when the thing said, hide your kids, hide your
yeah.
They fucking, they raping everybody yes, out sir. Here.
This the nigga. This is the nigga. This is the nigga that was in fucking, obviously, we got a rapist. It was him.
Yeah. He the one climbing through your windows.
He's out. Yeah. Hey, man, because they raping everybody out here. That was like one of the first, it was like one of the early viral videos.
Yes, I can never
that shit, like that whole day when that shit popped off, that was like one of the greatest days. Yeah. Like, hilarious. That fucking Antoine Dotson. Yes,
that's it.
Soldier Girl, it. Antoine Dotson, like early, like viral videos.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, that's the nigga that said, how's your kids, how's your wife?
Oh, that's
his
head. What was the other nigga? 50
Tyson. That's what I'm Lord. I ain't gonna lie. I'm 50 Tyson. Man, we might have to do a video about that. Like, the best viral videos of all time. Like, throwback ones. Not none of these new viral shits. They just, everybody go popular. But, you know. But back to Mr. Wooten, or whatever his name was. Yo, you're a sick motherfucker, bro. I know you listen to the show because we got millions.
And millions.
Of listeners. So, hey, good comeback there. You throwback. But, yeah. Listen, bro, you a sick motherfucker. Like, you gotta be to grope somebody kid in front of their parents.
I'ma just like, parents, what was y'all doing? In your pocket. Like, what's the problem? Like, you're just leaving.
How pussy is your daddy that your daddy ain't this nigga mugshot, he ain't beat up or nothing. That nigga like, your fuck. Daddy pussy as fuck to let you get groped and not do nothing. I'm bashing that nigga with the first thing I see. I don't give a damn if it's a shopping cart, a basket. I mean, that nigga with the ice pick, shovel, whatever the fuck you got. I mean, they get hit with something. I'm taking my boot off. I'm banging that nigga in the head with that. Like, wow.
I mean, that's just kind of crazy because, for number one, I don't understand how you ain't learned from what you just been through. Like,
he said, well, maybe if I grab a kid, it'll go a little different. I'm just grabbing a woman's breast trying to kiss her.
Yeah, but you just had to pay a $27,000 bond. If you spent.
I think that was for the little kid thing, getting out $27 for the little kid grabbing.
You got out for that?
Yeah, I mean, just grab some cheeks. He ain't do nothing.
Okay, I'm glad you understand the degrees of separation.
I'm just saying, like, if he would have, like, it wasn't, you know, the kid would just scream, like, it made me feel nervous. Like, he must have goose him or nothing. He must have just kind of, like.
And, I mean, initially when they said crotch, I was thinking of the front, the private.
That's what I'm thinking.
But they said the backside. Yeah. So, they said crotch, but then they say backside. So,
he must have went up under there. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that'll make you nervous.
Oh, that made me nervous. That made me mad. It say child.
Did it
so
say boy?
It was a boy.
It was a boy, so he touching his gooch like that? Like, come on.
Oh, yeah, man, he hit the spot on him early. That little boy found out something. Child, he was like, that's why he was nervous. He was like, whoa, like.
Boy was 12.
Oh, he was 12. Oh, he was like, whoa, that felt, hey, that hit a little different right there. He was really? Just like. Yes. I mean, that's why he was nervous. Because he was like, yo, was I supposed to enjoy that? Or was it? I was nervous.
He might have backed that thing up.
Yeah, he probably was like, yo. Yeah, let me see if you can hit that spot again, bro. But, you know, like I said.
No effort.
Damn. Wow. So, shout out to them, man. Shout out to them. You know, that family, I hope you get speedy recovery, and I hope we don't get fucked up over this, because this was kind of crazy to start out the show. But it's the fucking Frocast, man. You know how we like Joe Budden said, we losing our edge over here. We got to take it back to the essence. What made y'all motherfuckers start coming back to the shop, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's the point, bro?
Just wilding out.
I mean, that's how it was. Like, I mean, but, you know, I understand some people, we got careers they can't lose. So, you know.
Yeah, we can't. We
people
can't
getting canceled and fired for shit they do online. So, you know, we got to keep it clean.
The bullshit that happens.
Yeah. So, yeah,
just
man.
In time for Easter.
So, shout out to the Georgia people, man. You know what I'm saying? It's out there getting harassed by men in Kennesaw.
Yeah. Not
be so careful, bad. Chuck the Gambler.
Yeah, please don't
look out for Mr. Wooten. He's around there grabbing ass.
Hands is loose.
His store is in front of parents.
So you know what he'll do to you in the line.
Oh, shit, man.
You are of the age of consent.
For the next topic, I know this hits home for Queen Germ. I'm gonna let you take care of this one. I know this is a very heavy topic.
Is it?
Yes, for you. I put it on here specifically for you because I know that this is something you care about. Go ahead, tell the people.
Well, just in time for Easter.
Yes.
I guess
the resurrection.
The resurrection would be the most proper term.
Yes.
My mother refrains from using Easter.
Mm-hmm.
Easter
is a pagan holiday.
It really is.
Yes.
And the whole holiday is not about Easter bunnies and candies and crap. But
yes.
Nonetheless, Lifeway. After all these years,
what is Lifeway? You just can't
say
Lifeway.
I'm going to give it to people.
You can't just say Lifeway.
You gonna let me do it? Let me do this?
I'm just saying, but I'm just, you know, trying to help.
So Lifeway is a religious bookstore. They have all kinds of things, different things from Sunday school material, vacation Bible school books, Bibles, all the things.
Y'all can go in there buy the communion.
You can buy the communion bread,
the communion bread, the
wine,
all that. Listen, if y'all like that stuff, y'all can go to that store, buy it. It's gonna be half price now.
It's 50% off.
50% off.
Yeah.
I'm going to give me a whole bag of communion chips.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
Really?
You know I like them things.
Man. I know you like them, but you might want to pray and go to church to get them.
I'm just cutting the middleman out. I'm going straight to the source.
Okay.
But you know, so you know, sometimes
I mean, if you actually dip them in that grape juice, they banging.
I'm telling you, bro.
They banging.
Bro, I'm telling you, I'm going to get me a bag of them shits.
They banging. They really are.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna lie.
Serious,
right? I'm dead
real.
Ass.
Like they
dead good. Ass.
But I'm gonna give me some good stuff for Easter. Cause this place here finna shut down, man. Please buy time.
How many stores they shutting down? 170.
170
stores going out of business. Y'all Christians, man. Y'all let
get
me down.
Stuff.
Y'all
stuff.
Let me down, Christians.
It's not blasphemous,
bro.
No, it's not.
That's blasphemy.
No,
that's
you got a tattoo, bro. That's blasphemous.
I ain't saying.
Why can't eat communion? Why can't eat?
It said, do this in remembrance of me. Yeah. That's what you're going to do. Just pop a couple of them in there.
Yeah, just got a handful. Shake them like some goddamn sunflower seeds.
Yeah.
You talking about dipping them in grape juice like me.
Yeah, like they cookies. Yeah, they good like that. I mean, because you know they dry otherwise, so
yeah,
you might as well
like
go ahead.
I like the disc. I don't really like the little
crumbles.
The little bread.
I don't like that.
They remind me of oyster. They made me
like oyster crackers.
Yeah, that's what they remind me of.
They similar like that.
The disc.
Yeah, but then other places, like they give you the little the little pieces, the little chips.
Yeah, they got other ones, too. Like,
yeah. They look like oyster crackers.
I mean,
like
one time,
similar like that.
My grandma was going to this little bootleg-ass church. And, you know, a nigga was preaching out his fucking house. You know what I'm saying? So for communion, no lie, this man cut up some fucking wheat bread and prayed over it and gave us some grape juice out of the refrigerator. And I was just like, grandma. You know what I'm saying?
We
like,
had an all-time low.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, like, some of the times when you have some traditional ceremonies, we have the bread, and you're really not supposed to eat it, but you do the breaking of the bread where you're taking the bread and everybody gets
a piece.
And it's like you passing the pieces, like breaking bread together, but you ain't supposed to be eating it because it doesn't been handled.
Yeah.
But it's just a symbolic thing. And you are supposed to, like, you know, you can keep it if you want to keep it. Right. Or whatever.
When them Catholics, they be, the priests be putting the shit in your mouth.
But that's the reason why they stopped.
I couldn't let no grown man put no food in my mouth. I would have been like, nah, I'm good. I'd be like, get here, bro. Get here.
Because of the fact that people were getting sick. And they had all kinds of stuff going on. So it's like,
you know why? The preachers was like your boy Wu and touching the little boys. And next thing you know, he put communion in your mouth.
And you sticking it in your mouth. He got ass crumbs.
He done grabbed the little choir boy.
All kind of shit together.
Lighter boy. Yeah, he got all kind of in there. Dirty nut juice residue on his hands, and now you handling the bread.
And not just one; it's like probably like 18 residues. Ooh. So you know all kind of stuff done fermented up in there.
I told you that's why I don't shake hands, people. I hate that. Do not ask me to shake your hand, bro. Please, it's nothing personal.
It's not good for business. But yeah, LifeWay closing. Get your biblical tracts and all these other things that you need out of there.
Because I told you, if you shake hands with a dude, it's a good chance he's touched a dick that day. And so I don't want to, you know what I'm saying, think about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, if at some point of the day, you shake a man's hand, he probably touched a dick that time of the day. And you just shook his hand, and that's why I don't shake dudes' hand. Dude's nasty, man.
I mean, people nasty.
That's what I'm saying.
People nasty, period.
I'm good, Jones. Look. Like they said, just do the Wakanda forever, man. Like, yo, it's hygienic. You just, hey, what up? What up, bro? Like, you ain't got to shake hands. It's all good. It's all love.
What about fist bump?
Fist bump is fine. All right. You know what I'm saying?
Wrong fist bump.
Yeah, but people nasty now.
Yeah. I fist bump you all day. I'm not going to shake your hand, though. Right. Dude really took offense to that. But yeah, man, sorry to LifeWay, man. I am going to get me a bag of them. I might get two bags. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to get a bag, most definitely. Where the LifeWay store in town?
It's right down the street, behind Governor the mall. Square. Yeah, behind
okay,
the mall.
Bet. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm gonna have me some stuff too. Mm-hmm. Like I say, them Easter everybody, tree bags gonna be lit.
Everybody get religious cards for the next 3 years from the Israel. I mean, from the family. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, hey, all of everybody.
Yeah, everything. We got all kind of stuff.
I don't care who you is, you gonna be getting a gospel card from me. Praise you, brother.
I'm talking about, and they got some nice stuff in there. I done been in there. They got like the bread pans, got the scriptures on it. All kind of nice little embroidered type stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm coming in to clean up this weekend.
Oh,
I promise you.
Listen, hey, look.
I'm talking about Christmas 2019, 2020. I think I'm going to have it all off. Jesus is the reason for the season. We finna get all. Y'all going to get it all. I'm trying to tell you. Hey. Cups.
Jesus
Christians,
pie pans,
Christians,
all that.
How y'all let y'all store close down? Yeah, y'all blame the kids with Toys R Us closed down, but the Christians, y'all couldn't even keep LifeWay open.
Because too many doggone churches.
Well, that's the point. That's why LifeWay should be booming.
They should be, but everybody want to make their own stuff. When y'all bishops and stuff standing up there making up their own word, y'all don't need that. Y'all got the Bibles on the electronic
iPad,
devices.
You ain't
got to buy no more Bibles.
Every preacher got a tablet now.
Exactly.
I can't stand that. What a preacher with a Bible with? If my preacher come up there with a tablet, bro, I'm walking out of church, bro. It's certain things I look for in a preacher. For me to be, you know, you got to have a regular job. You can't be a preacher all day. You know what I'm saying? You really can't take no money from a church at all. You know what I'm saying?
But you are.
But you can't.
Have to.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do.
I want a preacher that got a regular, okay.
They got a regular job, but they going to get something for coming up in there.
Okay, not too much, though. You can't live off the church.
Yeah, they can't live. I prefer that they don't either. Yeah.
Then you can't be one of them holy-than-now preachers that act like you ain't never cussed or you ain't never
some
ran
some of them
mess around
and slip up and cuss in the pulpit.
Hey, see, them the kind of preachers I can deal with.
Is that right?
Yes, you got to be like, yo, like,
so
I used
you
to.
You like your boy.
Who? The cussing pastor? Oh, I love that nigga, bro. I love that nigga. He be cussing people out in the comments, too. He be like, well, bitch, you blocked.
Bitch,
your mother should have swallowed instead of da-da-da-da. Like, he just be going off a motherfucker. So, yes, I love the cussing pastor. He keep it real. Like, he just.
Yeah, she'll do that.
And so, that's, you know, I want a pastor to keep
he
it real.
He keeping it real. He keeping it too real.
That's what we want. You got to be like that in 2019. You can't be one of them pastors that act like you ain't never did. You can't speak to me if you ain't never been out there in the streets to know the temptation.
You ain't supposed to still be out there, though.
But you still had to go through it and be like, yo, I seen the error in my ways. You know, I ain't saying.
You need to stop cussing like that because I don't think no pastor should be calling nobody no bitch.
Hey, boy.
I don't care what nobody say. He a mess around and get his ass tore up.
Bitch. Well, bitch. I mean, he just go off. Your pastor like men. He like. They were like, Pastor, we seen you at a strip club. He said, well, at least you know I like women. Your pastor out here like messing with little boys. So shout out to the cousin pastor. Oh, Thaddeus Matthews, Memphis, Tennessee. Represent. If I ever go to Tennessee, Memphis, I'm looking him up. I'm going to take a picture of my selfie with him. You know what I'm saying? Big fan. Yeah, hey, everybody. Get your punk ass nigga, get away from me. Talk about a motherfucking picture. I rebuke you in the name of Satan.
Moving right along.
What's the next topic?
Nigga done got out of control.
What's the next topic? Oh, before I forget, we just got a new Patreon person. I had to add him. I'm sorry. I forgot earlier. Shout out to, what's his name?
I don't know.
James Jones.
Okay, James Jones. Where they from? From my city?
He from UK. So shout out to James Jones. You know what I'm saying? We done made it across the pond. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, that's a real person.
It's a real person.
Interesting.
So, yeah. So, you know, so shout out to James Jones. Oh, and we got another one. Just came in at 8:43.
Okay.
BNR. Shout out to new Patreon, BNR. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, look at that. Yay. Right, look at that. It just came in, bro.
Is that right? I think that's a setup.
There ain't no setup, bro. Look at that. Well, you see the timestamps. Okay. Hey, yo, Queen Jern be hating. She don't think that Nappy Afro reaches. She don't think Nappy Afro reaches is as great as it is. Like, she thinks she dealing with, like, she don't understand.
Oh, Lord.
She getting into a vehicle that's already, you know what I'm saying, a well-oiled machine. Like, this ain't no, you ain't getting in no Rudy Poo car right here. This is Yes, we got powerful people on our side. Okay. Do you see that?
All right.
We just like a couple clicks away from a check.
Oh, well, y'all better get the clicking then.
That's what I'm saying. We just need the right person to click. That's what I'm trying to tell you. You need to come to show prepared. You never know who's listening.
I do come to show prepared.
That's what I'm saying.
They like the fact that I be freestyling.
Oh, you think so?
Oh, I know so.
Oh, you think so?
I don't give a fuck.
Oh, you don't. Oh, okay.
You trying to say it like a nigga done said something to you.
A nigga then said something to me.
Okay, well, tell a nigga to come on the show. What they got to say? Who the nigga is? Let him call me.
Okay.
Since they so Billy badass.
No, I mean, they just said, you know, hey, Queen Jern could do a better job of being prepared for the show.
Okay, well.
Yeah.
They could probably do a better job fucking their spouse, but I ain't got nothing to do with that.
Okay.
Well, a little dick-ass nigga want to tell me what the fuck I can do. I don't work all day long, and I come in here and give y'all a good hour of my life that I can never live again, and you want to tell me about reading the motherfucking paper? Go on to the next person on this damn docket.
Queen Jern, tell him why you mad. Get him. Daniel Caesar, he kind of went out there in on a limb. Of course, yes, Jules was getting trashed by the internet for her comments about, you know, being a culture vulture and all that shit. So Daniel kind of went to the defense of her a little bit. He was just like, yo, he don't know why everybody being mean to her, and, you know, and why are black people being so mean to whites right now? And, you know, we get all upset. So, you know, Daniel Caesar, first of all, let me preface it by saying he's from Canada, so he's lowercase b black. And he's one of those weirdo black people that never got no play in GA. You know the fringe black person that you black, but you ain't black because you talk like you white, or you relate to the white culture. And so you never mixed in with your own people. So you already got them kind of issues. You know how those black people are, the lowercase b's. And so Daniel, you know, he's one of weirdos. And so I understand where he's coming from, and he's still fucked up by saying, like, why are blacks being so mean to whites now? Like, dude, have you read a history book in the last fucking
century?
Yeah, century. Let's go back centuries.
You can go back a few, but I'm just saying. Yeah,
so, you know, why are black people being mean? When are black people being mean to white people? Let me know when.
Black people are not being mean enough to white people.
Black people have gotten crippled by the church being the nicest people alive, being the most forgiving, and, oh, you know, the church did that to us. You know what I'm saying? The white man did that to us. You know what I'm saying? They fed us that religion, made us forgive, and we, you know, you get slapped and with a whip, you're supposed to be like, oh, I forgive him for beating the living crap out of me and killing my brother, because, you know, nah, fuck that. So, no, Daniel, black people are not being mean to white people. But as far as, you know, they you like Daniel Caesar's music?
Yeah, I mean,
he can sing real well. I mean,
he does pretty good. Yeah, I mean, I ain't gonna say he's my favorite, but have you ever seen
what he looks like?
Yeah, he look a mess.
Okay. He doesn't look like how he sounds at all. You never seen what Daniel Caesar look like? Just Google Daniel Caesar.
I mean, but my thing is, any
you gotta get
person,
a current picture, don't.
Oh, that nigga.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that nigga can sing, man.
But he don't, I mean.
Yeah, I just seen that nigga sing.
All I can tell you is he just.
They call him the Gap Tooth Wonder.
Damn,
yeah, I'm saying he looks a mess. But my thing is, more than anything, is the fact that you using your platform for something that's ridiculous. Because if you know anything about race relations, okay, whatever. you should know that it's too many things that have been done to black people. As long as it's not a group of black people that's just running around killing white people,
yeah.
Then, I mean, you talking about somebody talking about somebody, shit, we could talk till we tired.
When in history have black people just gone around and just killed white people for no reason? For being out past 9 o'clock or, you know what I'm saying? When black people just went around there and did that shit? I mean, I can't think of a time when black people did that shit. When have black people just hung white people from trees?
I don't recall.
To the masses, man.
When have black people just set little babies on the edge and fed them to alligators and shit like that? You know, I just don't know when black people did this shit, but, you know.
Black people ain't got it in their heart. That's the problem.
Yeah, because we too nice. Like, we too nice. Like, we don't, you know, we won't smoke, but we don't want smoke.
Exactly. We do stuff to other people, but we don't do shit to, you know.
No, we do shit to each other. We won't do that to nobody else. Like, yeah, we'll kill a nigga in a heartbeat, bro. But we won't kill that white man. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, we don't kill that nude. But you're a nigga step on your shoes, you'll kill him for stepping on your shoes in a crowded ass club.
Ready to go.
Come on. You'll kill another nigga, and I say nigga because yes, I'm not one of those people that's gonna stop saying nigga. I'm not gonna ever do it. I don't give a fuck. It's just it is what it is. You can call me wrong. I don't care. You know what I'm saying? But I like saying nigga. I'm gonna say it. Like fuck
it just rolls off my tongue real well.
I mean, it's just like I'm not gonna, I'm a nigga. Fuck it. Yes, I'm a nigga. Period. Like you know what I'm saying? I'm uppercase B as they come, but I'm also a motherfucking nigga. Don't get it motherfucking twisted. You know what I'm saying? Like. It is what it is. But getting back to what I was saying, black people, we gotta, you know what I'm saying? We let everybody else do anything to us and we'll do nothing to them. Not saying y'all should just go out there and just be attacking people, but I'm just like, damn, stand up for your fucking self sometime. Period, as the little young kids say. Oh, can I make a slight confession here?
You can do whatever you want, sir.
I enjoy
it. You are the Frocast.
I am the Frocast. So you say. Yes. Hey, I have a guilty pleasure of listening to the City Girls rap music, and I enjoy it.
Is that right?
For some strange reason.
I could have lived my whole life without hearing that shit.
Listen, when the City Girls songs come on, I be
You get turned up. Start jicking.
Yes.
That's not good.
Yes. I'm learning the words, too, and I'm coming here and spit a bar. I'm spit four bars.
You take they man.
I know a couple bars from that.
Oh, my
gosh. Yeah. And the Act Up song, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Crazy. It is. That's why I was like, one day I was like, dang, how did I start liking the City Girls?
Who's
like,
your favorite one?
JT the better rapper, but I think Young Miami got more like person. She didn't held the team down since JT been in jail. Matter of fact, I think JT getting out soon.
How many did you not
know? You know JT locked up right there. Capital Circle.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's what she had.
So you out there throwing rocks and shit like your boy on Love at the Lock Up. I'm out here.
Do you love me?
Nigga.
They smell like they have like when she get out, they gonna have a big old party for her down here.
I bet you'll be there, one of the first people to get a ticket in.
Hey man, I already got my ticket.
Oh my.
Yeah. Pre-sale.
Okay.
I bought it from Demp himself. I was like, yo, let me get that. Yep, we can.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
You got it stored up somewhere in your room. I better find that shit.
Why? I got two of them. Me and you go.
Oh, you tell her like you better take your daughter.
No, she don't like City Girls out there.
I know.
Nah,
that's good.
But I mean, you got to think about it. City Girls are what, like, 98 Trina created the City Girls. Like, because that's the shit Trina was rapping about back then, and that's about the age they is. So it's like, they grew up listening to Trina, and that's why Trina was like, oh, shit, nah, I ain't that person no more, because look what I created. Like, you know, but they ratchet as fuck.
Yeah, they are.
I mean, once she gone to jail for, like, credit card scams, like, you know what I'm saying? Both of them got kids. Like, it's just, like, so funny, like, they ratchet. Like, but
I guess.
Yeah, and... You know, Florida behind them, man. So, you know, shout out to City Girls. Florida.
Who?
You know them people like them.
You know,
Jones
the most
like
Florida, anti-Florida nigga I've ever met. Like, he's so, like, 50-50 with Florida. He love Florida, represent Florida, but he hate Florida.
No, I hate certain motherfuckers.
You hate Florida music. You like Florida rappers. You don't really like, you don't fuck with too many niggas.
You know, good. Like,
you like Ball Greasy?
I'm saying, like, the nigga.
I know you like Tom G. I know you like.
Yeah, that's
the nigga. He's from Tampa, though. See, that's how. See? Jones from Tampa, dog.
I man. It's my second home, man.
Yeah, nigga.
I guess. Man, y'all niggas
is a crib. It's a crib, too, man. 813, man. 850-813. You know what I'm saying?
But yeah, man, so that was my guilty pleasure mission. But back to what we was talking about, Mr. Daniel Caesar. I mean, nigga got dragged by the internet, man. Like, they was memeing him out, joking on him. I mean, you know, I felt bad because I was like, damn, nigga, like, you know, now you really going to hate black people after that. Like, I said, Daniel Caesar going to really hate niggas after this.
Niggas going to show you
black style. Yeah, Black Twitter attacked his motherfucking ass, nigga. So, and you got to understand, Daniel, black women was the ones defending you. Like, yo, he ugly, but he can sing. And you had black fans just because you had really had talent. And then you going to say that shit? Like, come on, bruh.
You got to be careful.
Yes, don't fuck up the bag. That's rule number one. Don't fuck the bag up. You fuck the bag up. See, you really thought you was bigger than what you was, my nigga. You thought you was like, oh, just arrogant, cocky, saying shit like that.
I didn't say anything at this
point. Yeah, like, oh, see if the white people support your music. You had the new wedding song of all time. You and her had the new wedding song. Like, you had bypassed what John Legend's... Ordinary People, or one of John Legend, he makes seem like he don't make nothing but wedding music. I call him the wedding singer, goddamn. You know what I'm saying? He is. Like, he either make wedding or reception music. That's it.
Yeah.
You can put John Legend music on, and listen, man, DJs, I see what y'all be doing. Y'all just be playing the John Legend, you know. But anyway, so Daniel, man, good luck. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully, you know. You know, I mean,
I hope you learn from it because you understand that.
Take your ass back to Canada with that bullshit. This is America. We got real race problems over here.
Exactly. Real race problems.
America. We the only country in the world with race problems like what we got. Why? Because we got so many fucking races. If I go to fucking China, it's only one race. It can't be no racism in China. You know what I'm saying? So it's like you come to America, we got 50 different races. Like, anybody can come here. Whether you African, Albanian, fucking Swedish,
and then you got Mongolian, the who don't identify as what they really are. They saying whatever the fuck on the paper.
I told you, it's an Arab at the store. His name is Jerome. I said, ain't no motherfucking way. You a 40-year-old Arab nigga and your name Jerome. What the fuck? Jerome?
Where your mama get that from?
Jerome. I was like, did you? Come on, bro.
Did you pull his name out the box when you got him?
Phonetically say Jerome and then you thought that's what it was because that was some white sounding name. And now I said, nigga, that's Jerome. I was like, this motherfucking name Jerome?
Like, nah, bro.
Yeah, so listen, man. Y'all ain't look, man. Good luck to Daniel. You know.
Sit your ass down.
Yeah, bro. Man. I mean, I'm still going to listen to the 3 songs off your album that I like. You know, because, you know, I ain't really an R&B nigga, but his music was straight. I just, you know, I'm not an R&B
Yeah, he is definitely a good artist. Yeah. Now, I give him that. Yeah. But he might want to calm down with his political views or whatever. Yeah,
that's
why
I tell
his race relations. Don't even talk that shit no more.
Entertainers, just entertain. Don't
feel
in. Yeah, don't feel in. Take the Beyonce approach. You know what I'm saying? Beyonce doesn't say anything. You know why? Because she's a bubble brain. She's not smart.
Okay, moving right along.
Her handlers.
Moving right along.
Don't let her talk.
Next thing on the docket.
So therefore, you don't know what Beyonce's stance is on anything. They don't let her say anything. You ever seen a Beyonce interview? Yeah. I just, you know, I mean, she didn't graduate high school, so, I mean, but anyway, moving along.
There's millions and millions of listeners.
Hey, so somebody in the Beehive. Oh, they're going to hear it for it, man. So,
You know, I don't give a fuck.
Y'all scared of it. Y'all scared of a little bee sting.
Child, I ain't.
Got you over there. Moving along. Like, what? Like, I'm just saying.
You always talk about your millions and millions. You should be more than that.
But, I mean, you supposed to be from Savannah and all that.
Oh, I am, nigga.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right.
Yeah, so don't play with it. Now, don't pull my car. All
right.
You already know I ain't never supported none of her shit, so what is you talking about?
What you getting scared for then?
Oh, a nigga ain't scared, move on.
You was jumping out of the car real quick.
Okay, play with it.
Oh, all right.
Play with it.
Yeah. Anyway, moving along.
Yeah, move the fuck along.
We had some fun things on the internet this week, man. The Florida Man Challenge, man. Florida Man Challenge was on, it went viral, and I did the air quotes.
What about the Florida Woman Challenge? You ain't say that.
I mean, it's Florida woman is out there, but Florida man is way more popular.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Do you know who Florida man is?
But when you happen to have a female co-host,
But do you understand?
You should want to be politically correct.
Do you understand the legend of Florida man?
Yeah.
I'm asking you a question.
And I said yes.
What's the legend of Florida man?
You were just saying. You told me what the challenge was all about.
I said the legend of Florida man.
Because y'all keep having the news saying all these crazy Florida man things happening in the world. It's a Florida man who did it.
Yeah, just Florida man did this. Florida man did that. So that's how Florida man became an internet legend. Yeah. I mean, Florida woman came lately, but Florida man was first.
Okay, awesome. Go ahead.
So now they had a Florida man challenge. And the Florida man challenge was you put Florida man, and then you put whatever your birthday was, and you came up with news topics. What was yours? You want to look it up real fast? Come on, do it real quick.
You look up yours and tell the people what yours is.
I think I got a picture of mine somewhere.
Okay, well, you pull it up.
Jesus. See how combative my co-host is?
I'm not combative.
Do anybody else work in these tight conditions like this? Like, yo, it's a lot of tension.
This is called volunteer.
It's not volunteer.
Yes, Florida man with no arms charged with stabbing man with scissors.
Wow. Damn. Let's see. Florida man.
Florida man, 72 years old, tries to mow down neighbor with tractor during dispute.
Mine says, naked Florida man prompts airport evacuation after claiming he planted a bomb. That's not really a good one.
Well, mine ain't got nothing coming up.
Let's see. Florida man arrested after hiding legless fugitive girlfriend in storage bin. Deputy say. Oh, man. So, you know, I help you out.
Oh, I mean, funny. I did Florida woman, but...
Of course. I knew you was going to do that.
I mean, if I do Florida man with my birthday...
Here you go. Look, I got you one. No, you're right. Yours only had one.
Yeah, that's all.
Florida woman not popping. She ain't got no Wikipedia.
Okay, whatever.
She ain't got no Wikipedia. Florida woman, she ain't got no clout out here.
Okay.
Her Twitter ain't jumping.
All right, let's go on to the next thing.
I'm trying to get your Florida man story.
I don't need one. I'm not a Florida man.
God, man. So Florida man for your birthday says is
some infamous man who has a
Florida man charged with exposure at Pensacola nightclub. Oh, look, this is saying why you should steer clear of the Florida man challenge. Mm. Oh, I didn't think about that. They said this week, viral challenge took Twitter and other social media by storm. The Florida Man Challenge called for people to Google Florida Man and their birthday, find a headline about activities of a Florida man that matched their birthday, and post their headline to their social media account. The challenge spread like a cat meme so much that typing Florida Man in the Google search bar resulted in suggested entries that were almost exclusively calendar dates. You know what I'm saying? But it was like doing this was, as we like to say at ARS, a really bad idea. Sure, if you locked your social media account down so that only your friends can see your posts and information, that information already includes your birth date, this sort of thing is relatively harmless. But if you are posting in response to the Florida Man Challenge publicly, it offers others an opportunity for bad actors to collect information that includes your birth date. Just one more tool they can use to attempt to socially engineer their way into your accounts and other personally identifying or financial data. And once it's out there, it won't go away.
Well, they playing with my account, so it wouldn't even matter to me. I ain't got nothing nobody want.
Wow. That's crazy. So, people.
I guess, you know.
Tell your friends not to be a Florida man. So, just after we did that. Wow. But I don't give a shit. You can't. Like nigga saying that, what Chris Tucker said on fucking... what's that show called? Def Comedy Jam back in the day. He said, I'm so broke, if a nigga robbed me, they just be practicing.
You know what I'm saying? You did that one on house.
Oh, man. Man.
So, Florida Man, what's up next?
Yeah, so after Florida Man, man, moving along. So, we're not going to do Florida Man Challenge. Wow. So, let me ask you a question. The Game, the rapper. Says he had sex with Joe Budden's fiance before they were together. Is that lame or not?
It's passed by lame. Because it's like, it's not even relevant.
Yeah.
So if you tell me something like, oh, I was fucking her tonight before you propose.
Yeah.
That's some shit you say. Yeah. If you going to say something.
Yeah.
But if you talking about something that you did to somebody before when I wasn't even in the picture, that ain't nothing to tell nobody. Yeah. So what you want to get from that? You want a prize? Like, what you want?
I guess he's trying to, you can't, it's like you trying to shame her, but how can you shame somebody?
Shame her because I didn't do
that. That was before me.
That was my relationship.
He was like, I was fucking somebody before her too.
Exactly.
Like, he probably like, yo, I fucked your girl before you got with her. Like, now what?
So, yeah, that's lame. And anybody who think that that's okay, that's not okay. Like, even if you
What if you don't like the nigga?
It don't matter. It still don't matter. Like, I mean, if you saying that you mess with their person or whatever, it's not like it's doing anything. Like, you can mess with mine now, and it still don't justify, you know what I'm saying? It still ain't going to justify nothing. Mm. I mean, so I'm just like, you saying that, that to me shows how weak you are and how insecure you are, because you want to one up on somebody. Mm. And then you can't even one up on me, like I said, in a time frame that makes it significant. You talking about something that happened before we even probably crossed each other's paths. Mm. So all that is just water under the bridge, because it don't matter now.
Okay. Dang.
So he looks stupid more so than anything. You can't make me, the woman, look bad because we, you know what I'm saying, we had something going on.
Mm, okay.
That was before the person I'm with time, so that don't matter.
I got you. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I'm not going to add anything to that because I'm insecure, so you know.
You insecure, so you wouldn't want to know a nigga that fucked me?
Hell no.
You might be dapping up niggas as you speak.
Okay.
I'm just saying, like, you know, you might go through the city. And you might be
in this city, better not be. Right. Shit.
Oh my God. I ain't talking about this city, nigga. Really? I was
like, what the
really,
fuck?
Really, nigga?
I was like, what? Like, you don't go. Like, what? Like, nigga, just try me. Like, I'm really my age, yo. Like, look, my fist balled up like that little Arthur meme, nigga. Like, I was just like, what the fuck?
I didn't say this city.
He was like, riding through the city. I'm looking like, nigga. I'm like, okay, we record, but we recording. Like, what the fuck? But go ahead. I'm just saying,
I'm just
like,
saying,
nah.
Hometown city.
Way. Look, in my eyes, you was a virgin when I met you.
Okay, that's good. We're
going
to go with that.
Yeah, that's what we're going to go with. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I took your virginity too?
Yes, you did.
Okay, and that's a lie. And we know that's a lie.
I told you. You was number three. Okay.
And like I said, when a nigga give you any number, you multiply it by three, so
that's
nine.
What J. Cole said. He be lying.
That's a nine.
J. Cole just be lying, man. Okay. They'll just rhyme. He just put words together.
I don't think so.
What Cole said?
Whenever they give you a number, multiply three. By three.
You know what I'm saying?
Sex partners.
Yeah, man. You know that line, man. So speaking of sex partners, man, I got a question for you, man. Should men be allowed to opt out of a pregnancy? And what I mean by this, let's say, for instance, like, let's say if you and a girl together and the man gets the girl pregnant and she say, hey, I don't want to keep this baby. I can't say anything. I can't say like, hey, no, you got, you know, no, I have to, if that's her, if that's her choice. So on the flip, let's say the girl's like, yo, I want this baby. And the dude's like, no, I don't want this baby. Should I be able to opt out of the pregnancy?
You
be like, yo,
opt out of
walk
shit,
out.
Your opt out was with you to pull the fuck out. You when you skeeted in there and you blew the club up, that's the shit you committed to. So no, you don't get to bust one and then decide that you're gonna.
But why do the woman? She can opt out when she wants to.
Exactly, because it's housed in her body.
Okay, I understand.
That's just how
so,
that works.
I should have the same amount,
you don't,
the equal
you don't,
rights
you don't.
To like say, hey, if you want this kid and I don't want this kid, I can be like, hey, I don't want this kid.
Okay, you
and
can,
I should
you
be able to opt out with no responsibility, no child support,
and it's not
no
gonna happen. You niggas do it all day long.
Yeah, I would definitely say
niggas do it all day
but
long.
No,
it ain't right,
but they do it with like niggas be on child support, niggas be going to jail, niggas
and,
be on
and,
the
and
on the run.
And it's females out there that don't never put the child support on them, and this they niggas be the doggest and wrong niggas out there. And there's some people who just don't want to fuck with you no more. If you don't want to have to do with your child, fuck you. Keep it moving. And you ain't got to never know us. But it's some people who going to try to put them on child support. But if the nigga ain't paying and they got to go and license jacked up and they get locked up and all kind of carrying on, I ain't even worried about that. Because if you a bum ass nigga like that, then I don't even want to be bothered with you. So let you live your life and go on. But just know that, you know, you going to see it again. Because then when you need something, or your child bout something, and then now all of a sudden you want to play daddy because the nigga grown and he got a little something going on for himself. Mm-hmm. Then what you think that's going to be? You ain't got no relationship with that child. So okay. Ain't no need for you to have that now.
Let's change the scenario. Okay. This is a true story.
Okay, true story.
This dude's name is Matt and Lauren was together. They broke up.
Matt and Lauren.
By the time she discovered she was pregnant, the two had only dated for a few months and had polar opposite views on parenthood. Wells wanted to keep the child. That Lauren is the woman. Wells is the woman. Dubé didn't want to become a father. When the state of Michigan pressed him to pay child support, he refused. The resulting legal battle became one of the most high-profile cases on men reproductive rights to date. But since the case, which reached its 10-year anniversary this year, not much has changed. In court, the 25-year-old DuBay put forward a novel legal argument: when a child is unplanned, men should have an equivalent right to a woman's right to abortion. Okay, is that fair?
It's not fair.
Why not?
Okay, first.
Hold on. In other words, women can choose if they want to opt out of the legal and financial responsibilities that come with parenthood by aborting a fetus, and therefore, so should men. To be clear, DuBay wasn't arguing that a man should actually be able to decide whether or not a woman should have an abortion. Rather, if a woman decides to have the child, the man involved should have the ability to opt out of the legal obligations of fatherhood. That means no legal relationship with the child and no liability to pay child support for the next 18 years. So, of course, the judge ruled against him because, you know, hey.
But that's stupid. And therefore, like I keep saying, if you don't want a child, the onus is on you. You the one got the sperm. Shit, I was born with these eggs. They've been in there all my life. So what the hell you want me to do with that? So you telling me that I'm supposed to be sterilized because you want to shoot up the club? No. You came, we laid up. Therefore, this is a consequence of your action. And you got to pay the price. That's what it is. So what you need to be doing is trying to buy some flowers or try to smooth it over to talk her into not having a baby. But you talking about something, you got a legal right. Fuck that. You ain't got no legal right. Your legal right was for you to either get a vasectomy or wear a condom or pull out or something other than you nutting inside of the broad and trying to say, we going to just play the game of Russian roulette. And if she, you know what I'm saying, if she have a baby, now I got to talk about it. Mm. But no, you don't get no choice. You had other options before we did it.
So, Roe versus, this is what somebody, Mel Feet, he's the director of the National Child Center for Men, you know what I'm saying? So, shout out to Mel, you know what I'm saying? He said, Roe versus Wade gave women control of their reproductive lives, but nothing in the law changed for men. He said, women now have control of their lives after an unplanned conception, but men are routinely forced to give up control, forced to be financially responsible for choices only women are permitted to make, forced to relinquish reproductive choice.
You didn't force to do nothing. The lady ain't jack you off and take your shit from you. You talking about a nigga that was willing to have... I don't give a fuck. Yeah. You planned to bust a nut, did you not? Okay, so then in that process, now you here. Okay. Present day. Yeah. So you don't get an excuse for saying, oh, now you don't want to have a child. No, you don't have that option.
But you can get pregnant out pre-cum.
You can get pregnant on whatever.
You get pregnant with a condom on.
That's fine, but whatever. What I'm telling you is you and your person need to have a conversation. Mm. If she want to have a baby, because the way the human anatomy and the reproductive organs are, the baby dwells within the mama, so the mama got the highest level of say-so. So that's where the buck stops. That's what it is. So you don't like it, you blame the creator. Mm. So you ain't got no choice. So fuck y'all who think that you got a choice. It ain't no choice.
Okay.
A nigga ain't got no choice.
But why? I feel, so just go back to Matt. You know, I get my personal feelings in a second.
Say fuck Matt.
Matt, for his part, he explained his side of the story. He said, forcing me to be a father financially, mentally, and physically is definitely not something that I feel is fair. You know what I'm saying? He said, DuBay said they used condoms initially, but not towards the end of their brief relationship. Wells also told him she was on the pill.
Don't matter.
That always get them right there, on the pill. I told you my second child was born with a pill in her hand. When she came out the womb, the day she was born, she had her hand was squeezed so motherfucking tight. When she opened her hand, it was a birth control pill in that motherfucker. I said, God
Stop,
damn.
Nigga. Stop, nigga. Stop it, nigga.
I'm telling you.
Stop it.
I was just like, damn. Like, what's in her baby hand? Like, she went open her hand. When she finally opened it, it was a birth control pill in that motherfucker.
I can't even laugh at that shit because you're ridiculous.
What you mean?
Ridiculous. But I sure know the first child ain't had no birth control in his system.
I know, but the second one did. And I just don't.
And she's still here.
It's still here. Like, look. So that birth control don't work. That shit is a fraud. Don't believe that shit.
Speaking of birth control, so this last thing that we did was supposed to be permanent. It ain't work either.
What you mean?
Don't you have an announcement for the millions and millions?
You must have an announcement for. I'm part of the millions now. I keep telling you, like, so what's going on? I'm just like, what's going on here? Like, what's the deal?
Apparently, God wanted to bless us.
Bless us with?
A third child.
You must be adopting a baby.
No.
I don't want no foster home kids in my house.
You're not going to have none. It's going to come out of me.
No, nah, bro. Mm-mm, I'm not.
So you telling me that I'm not in a position with Matt?
Hey, look. Okay. Now I'm in a position with Matt. Now, listen.
You gonna relinquish your responsibility for the third child? You gonna relinquish?
No, I'm not.
That
little nigga be like a ghost to me in this motherfucking house. He'd be like 6 cents.
Really, nigga?
I'll be like, yo, I'm walking through the house. I'm telling you, listen, if I relinquish my rights to the third one, I still take care of the other two.
No, you're not.
Yeah,
you
hey,
get the fuck up on out of
hey,
here.
I treat them like the rest of the little ones, little neighborhood kids come around. Hey, what's going on, man? You know, hey, I won't treat them bad or nothing, but it'll just be like. Listen, don't play like this, man. Listen,
I'm not playing. I keep telling you,
stop putting that in the
atmosphere.
Yes,
I'm trying to tell you, I'm going to get this ultrasound tomorrow.
You ain't got to go to the ultrasound. We go to the doctor store right now and get a couple tests.
I'm gonna tell you, it's gonna be,
man.
Gonna be pregnant real quick. All right,
well,
I'm trying to tell you that. You man, know, I'm a.
As soon as this damn show get through, I'm going to the doctor store. I'm buying three of them, motherfucker.
Buy three.
They probably doctor might be closed.
It don't matter. We can get them in the morning.
Okay, yeah, we're gonna do this. Damn that.
Dip the stick, baby. It's going to come up. All three of them. Positive, positive, positive. Yeah. And I'm talking about in the first 3 seconds. That line going to run so quick.
Yeah.
It's going to scare you now. All
right. So, like I'm telling you now, I'm not playing, bro.
I ain't playing either. Right, you better get them names together.
Ain't no name. I told you.
It might be twins. You know y'all got twins in the family.
Hey, man. Listen. All right.
This could be our year, baby.
No, it's not.
Okay. Don't worry about it. I can show you better than I can tell you.
Okay. Well. Anyway, moving along, man.
Moving along.
Matt, man, you know.
You I might be joining the club.
Yeah, I might. Look, send me some paperwork. Who is your lawyer? We're going to get this right.
Yeah, ain't nobody going to get shit.
Because like I said, I got to have some say-so in this.
You ain't got none.
What you mean? Can I opt out of this one?
Did you opt out when you
was supposed to be? Can I opt out of this?
You was busting it? What did you say?
We have a conversation.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. It was never no opt out in that.
A conversation will be had.
It was never no opt out in that. So,
you know what I'm saying? So yeah, because man, you can't mess this up. We at the finish line. We got.
I'm messing it up. Am I messing it up?
Yes.
Okay, play with it. Play with it and see what the hell happens.
Well, Dr. Johnson messing it up. Dr. Johnson messing it up. I told you I had to go see this nigga. Cause I told you that one day he did that, like the nigga enjoyed some shit he did one day, and I seen it in his eyes, and I was just like, yo, I don't like that nigga.
You know that thing be getting wet so quick.
He
might have felt kind of good.
I was just like, bro, what the fuck, man? I was just like, what kind of bullshit is this, man? Sitting down, like, bro, I ain't never come to the doctor one again, bro. No shit like this, man.
He hit
like,
that go button. I said, oh shit, that thing jerking like, the thigh. I'm like, oh shit,
what the fuck? I was like, man,
just three more seconds. I got it.
Then look, then. Then the day with the baby come, oh, he won't be here. I was like, oh, he ain't coming now. I was like, no, he did come.
He was there.
He came late.
He was there.
No, he matter of fact, he did come. He was there.
He was there. Yeah. It was one doctor that wasn't there.
Yeah, there was one doctor.
Yeah, he had been there all day, yeah. And then somebody else had to deliver him.
No, he wasn't there at all. He was gone somewhere.
No, he wasn't there.
No, he wasn't.
He was there because he came to see me, and then he left before I had him. Okay. And the lady doctor came in, the little lesbian lady.
Yeah. Why she gotta be a little lesbian lady? Why can't she just be the lady doctor?
Because I ain't want my pussy all in the lady face. If she...
I didn't have no problem with it. I was like, yeah, I feel a whole lot safer with her than this old...
But the other one, he had...
He's still alive?
Yeah, he's still alive. Still looking at my mama and my sister's coochie.
He didn't see all y'all.
He did. He delivered my baby brother.
Hey, damn. Jesus. Yeah.
Yeah, he done been around a long time. He got about 8 or 9
I can't believe Big Papa Pump still letting that nigga walk the streets. He didn't see everybody in your family now. I'm like, look, nah, bro.
Please.
Nah, bump that.
I mean, you should.
Hell nah.
What?
I couldn't have that, nigga.
Child, please. It's all right.
I mean, it's one thing you see my wife, but you ain't seeing my daughters, too. Like,
yeah, you gotta get them off. You keep
y'all going to another doctor. Y'all ain't going to the same doctor. I'll be like, look, I can't treat you. Why? I'm treating your mother. Like, that's just for
and
me.
That's why we over there.
I'm like, me being a professional, I don't think that feels safe.
It feels real safe.
No, feel real safe.
If you could deliver one of us, one of the J5, nigga, yeah, you got to see this. This is a gift.
Mm-mm-mm.
Hello.
Anyway.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
Yeah, so. Wow. TV talk this week. Us.
Bullshit.
I haven't watched it yet.
Oh, well, you better get out of here because we about to spoil it for you. Yeah, man. So I'm just letting you know. Spoiler alert. You know what I'm saying? So, Queen Germ. It was Jordan Peele. Which one is it?
Jordan Peele.
It's Jordan Peele. Yeah, it's Jordan Peele. I don't know them. You know, first of all, I'm going to let y'all know off top, I don't fuck with Key and Peele because I think they some corny ass niggas. You know what I'm saying? I just, they ain't my type of funny. I mean, they have a skit. I think their skits be a little too long. Like, it be funny, but then they go too long with it, and then they get corny. Like, they do it every time, but, you know, that's my personal gripe with them. But this is not their TV show. This is his delve into horror. You know what I'm saying? This is his second horror film, I think. Might be a second. This ain't Talking Movies and Shit or Walking Movies and Shit. What's that shit called? Watching Movies and Shit podcast. So this, we ain't gonna be right about it. So yeah, I think this is the second horror movie. Us, the stars. It starred Lupita, how you say her last name? Nyong'o. You know really what I'm saying? And Winston Duke, you know what I'm saying? M'Baku of the Jabari tribe. And
yes.
And
he was looking kind of nice in that movie.
Whatever.
Looking kind of strong.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. Cool. I mean, anyway, keep it to yourself.
Oh, my bad. My bad. You know, I thought we was getting perspectives on
On the movie. So, the movie was it's like a horror thriller movie. It was about a little girl who she was at the amusement park with her family, and she kind of wandered off. You know, her parents was fussing, and you know what I'm saying? She just wanted her parents to be normal and shit like that, and they were arguing and shit. So she wanders off, and she stumbles upon this little, like a little House of Mirrors little type deal. So she
need to get her ass whooped.
I mean, yeah, because she walked off, like, she walked off way off. Like, she ain't walk off. She was, like, not even in the carnival walk off. So, like, yeah, that's a butt whooping in the black household right there. Like, no black kid gonna ever wonder. Like, that was a white kid. Like, no black kid would ever wander that far off. Like, you at the carnival, you done walked all the way to the fucking beach. Like, no black kid gonna, you know, what's the rule? You gotta be in what distance?
Arm's length.
Or hollering distance. Like, if I can't call your name, you can't hear me. You too far away from me.
And I know if I can't touch you, you sure getting your ass whooped.
See, my grandma used to say that. And it used to be so funny. She used to call my name, and then, like, the kids in the neighborhood would say it too, because she used to say it so funny. And then, so the kids in the neighborhood said, so I always would hear it. Like, she'd just reach out the door, scream my name. Then the kids in the neighborhood would scream my name, because they'll pick at me at it, because they were like, this nigga grandma calling his name out like that. Like, what the fuck she think she had? Country,
but that's a scary feeling though, as a parent. Like, that has happened to me a couple of times in the grocery store or in the mall. And when I tell you, when I find you, I still gotta whoop your ass because I need you to understand that this shit don't feel good. Like, I don't work all day. I mean, you know what I'm saying? You finna give me a damn heart attack because you over here playing with some damn toys and shit, and I'm over here trying to make sure we got dinner. It's not okay. So, beat your kids.
Damn. Don't beat your
kids. Wake them. Just wake their ass up right now. They sleep when you're listening to this shit. Go wake them up and whoop them for some shit they finna do tomorrow.
D-Facts gonna be at y'all doors the next fucking day. Listen to Queen Germ. I'm telling y'all now. You whoop your kids now, they gonna go to school tomorrow. Show their teacher their scars on their back.
And you
teacher gonna call the motherfucking police on your ass.
And the teacher ain't gonna do that. The teacher know they spend enough time with your child. Right. They know your child bad as hell too.
Nah. They gonna be like, what? They hit you?
They ain't trying to save them. Show them in the Bible where it says, spare the rod, spoil the child. They ain't going to send you to jail for religion.
Show them in the Bible say something else, too, but you know, hey.
Yeah, show them something else.
Yeah.
That would mean you had to read a scripture or two.
I read a couple of them.
Tell them about the movie, Us.
All right, so then, you know.
The bullshit.
So she wanders and she stumbles into this little House of Mirrors type deal. She get kind of lost, and then she kind of backs into a mirror, what she thinks, and she turns around and she sees somebody look just like her, and that person grabs her, and then it goes into like a little flashback type deal, you know what I'm saying, to current day. You know, she's married, you know what I'm saying, coming back to the beach, you know, she's going back to the little beach house or whatever, the little area where she lived that grew up at. I think somebody died or something.
They was going to
reunite. We ain't been here since, something like that. Yeah, I think it was vacation or whatever, and staying at the house. And so, you know, they come back and, you know, they end up, you know, the little boy that she's now married with a family, boy and girl, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, they go back to the house and little boy want to go to the beach. Dad want to go to the beach. So, you know, but mom, she like dreading the beach because, you know, what happened to him when she was a kid. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you end up going to the beach that day. You know, she's sitting out with some friends of the family and the little boy wanders off. He stumbles upon the little house of horrors, House of Mirror thing. And, you know, so he walks in it, you know what I'm saying? Same type, but he comes out, you know, so he makes it out. Nothing happens to him. You know, she gets frantic because she like, oh, you know, she won, you know, that little moment where your kid wanders off. So she's thinking like, same thing gonna happen to him, what happened to me. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, she gets all frantic. You know, gets the boy up. They go back home. You know what I'm saying? Then at night, four people show up to their door.
Like, this one, it got stupid.
Four people show up to their door. Like, it was a man, a woman, a child, and a little, and like a little boy, but he walked on all fours like a dog. Like,
stupid.
And he
shit.
Had a fucking mask on. So, you know, they see the people outside. You know, they you know, they go out there, confront the people. Then the dad, M'Baku, get bitched out so quick, man. Like, this nigga walk out there with a bat. The M'Baku doppelganger, like, basically just bitched him out, beat his ass with his own bat, fucked his leg up. So his leg fucked up, you know what I'm saying? Big M'Baku, they locked the door. You know, everybody running places and shit like that. The people that swarm the house. M'Baku runs off in a boat with the dad. Each doppelganger is fucking with each other. Like, you know what I'm saying? The little dog boy is going after the boy. The girl going after the girl. So that's what you got going on. But anyway, I'm not going to sit here and give y'all a breakdown the whole movie. What did you think of the whole movie? Like, first.
It was trash.
Why do you think it was trash? Like, what?
First of all, when you got to send me a link to read some shit after we done spent top dollar on a movie.
Uh-huh.
I didn't go there to get no damn homework assignment. That ain't what the fuck I went there for. But I went there to be entertained. All that shit should have been combined in them 90 minutes or so.
It was 2 hours.
Okay. So that's even worse.
Actually, we was at 2.5 hours because they got 30 fucking minutes of previews. What the fuck is going on? Like, that shit's some bullshit.
Trying to wait for y'all late ass.
You told me the movie to come at 2 o'clock. I get there at 2 o'clock. I'm thinking I'm late.
Yeah, we get there at 2:05, and then
30 fucking minutes of goddamn previews. Yeah.
That's why I don't be tripping, bro.
Yeah,
it's some bullshit. 30 minutes. That shit used to be like 10, 15 minutes. Yeah. That's 30 minutes.
It ain't that much of damn advertising in the world.
Hey, I mean, goddamn, I ate all my goddamn popcorn for the red movie came
exactly.
on. What kind of bullshit is that? Now, like, I'm making a decision, like, damn. If I got the refillable popcorn, I'm like, damn, do I go get some popcorn for the movie? Like, I don't want to get up. Like, that's some bullshit. Y'all need to do something about that. So, yeah. You know.
15 minutes tops.
But now if I go, now I know it's like 30 minutes. I go next time, I'm going to go and the movie going to be started.
Exactly.
Then.
It is.
So, it's like.
You got to gamble.
Got to gamble.
But yeah, I mean, when I watched it, I was trying. When I tell you, I was trying so hard to get into that thing.
Mm.
I know I nodded off one time.
Yeah. You did. And that's why I got nudged your ass. I was like, nigga, you better. I said, you're not going to go to sleep. Wake your ass up.
When I tell you, I mean, but it's like, you can't accept the fact that, I mean, y'all, the people who claim they liked it or whatever, they want to watch it again and all this other shit. I mean, if I'm going to watch it again, I ain't going to pay for that shit no more.
Yeah, I ain't going to pay for it.
I definitely can't do that. But like, it's just like, you can't give me no homework. So I say, okay, let's be positive about it, right?
Okay.
You know, the teacher in me kicks in and I say, well, what can I pull from this thing?
Yeah.
So I look at it. I see the double in the people, whatever.
Okay.
The hands across America, which was bullshit. But, you know, that was some kind of
scheme or whatever. Yeah,
it was a scam. So I say, well, you know, when you look at it, it could be a way of telling people, like, you know, in some cases, we are our own worst enemy. Mm. So mm-hmm. it's like, you know, you have
to kill your inner demons
for you to be able to survive.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, just kind of looking at that as something to take away from it. Also looking at the fact that, you know, everybody got a good side and a bad side.
Okay.
So, you know, some things we have to conquer, some things, you know, I guess kind of level us out or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I tried to pull something from the movie, but when I first saw it, I was so blowed. I was just like,
well, I mean, what'd you blow it about? It
because just, they waste my life. You know how serious I am about my time? That's some shit you can never
but
get
But that
back.
Was a pretty, you don't think that was slick how they did it at the end?
No.
So the whole time we watching it.
We thought it was the one
girl, and then it was just like, that just was like, whoa, what the fuck? That was, then like how the little boy looked at his mom at the end, like, oh shit. Like,
that ain't my mama.
You know what I'm saying? Like, well, like, no, my mama is like, she ain't who I thought she was.
Yeah, you, but
she's your mama, but she's like.
But he put the mask back on his face.
Because he was like, so people maybe like, yo, like, I feel safe like this or whatever. Like,
So my thing, I mean, because even with that, because you knew she was crazy when she was doing that snapping on that I Got Five on it. She never was on beat.
Yeah.
So how you telling me to be on beat, but you ain't on the beat? So
what beat she was on, though?
Exactly. She was on the off beat.
She was on the ones.
Yeah.
Instead of the twos. You know, on the white people shit.
Yeah.
But like you said, that was a little telltale something. But the thing was, because you got to think about it, like her opposite could talk.
Uh-huh.
The only one. So that's how she became like the boss down there. Because she's like, I'm the only one that could talk. I could organize these niggas. I was doing my little dances and shit. You know what I'm saying? And then she, you know, because she knew, she remembered shit from up there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, you think about you eating rabbits and shit like that, raw rabbit, oh, God, the motherfuckers are animals.
Yeah. I mean, and then that was the thing, like, you know, her parents were trying to figure out why this girl can't talk, but she can't talk because she ain't your child.
Yeah. She she ain't know how to talk. Yeah. She had to learn how to do everything again. So it was like it was a perfect yeah. thing. It happened good for whichever one you want to call it.
Yeah, because what's the movie? It's well, the switching thing is kind of like the movie where it was like the people who had the concentration camp and the other boy lived on the other side of the fence. Mm. And it's a story.
That's the name of the movie, The Boy on the Other Side of the Fence.
Oh, that's what it is. Oh, my bad. Well, you know, sometimes it's just that simple. But, yeah, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Because he wanted to see what it was like, and then it messed around, and he went the day that the people was going in the furnace or some shit. And so it was like, he switched places with the guy, and the boy went to his family, and he went to the concentration camp, and that was the day he got killed.
Wow.
That group. Where the little boy came from when they did the switch. I guess, I mean, I don't know. Okay. The boy could have did it on purpose.
Oh, he knew about that shit. He was just like, oh, you want
to come in now? Okay, well,
you
want to
switch with me? See how it is over here? Like now?
Bet, run it.
Let's go.
And he went over to his people, and that boy went in there, and they loaded them up in that room, closed that door, and that was all she wrote.
Wow.
Because it was like they had become friends, because like the boy would come out in the yard, and the other one would just meet him there, and they came friends over time.
And so this fuck one day, that nigga.
He decided, you know.
Oh, that's the finesse kid. Uh-huh. He knew what he was doing. Nah, that wasn't no coinky dink. I mean, he probably taught it, hey man, you want to see how it is over here? Concentration camp ain't bad as they say it is, buddy. Like, we got pools and everything over here. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, they give us this. The food is great. You know what I'm saying? But wow. But yeah, getting back to. So, like, everybody say all these little deep meanings. You know, I don't fuck around with that shit in movies, man. Like, you know, movie is a movie, man. But, you know, it was a good movie, man. It had a lot of little layers to it and shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
I need to work for Rotten Tomato. Cause that shit is a liar.
Hey, Rotten Tomatoes, hey, like 100%, ain't it?
It's up there 90 something, 96.
Yeah, it's probably higher than that.
It need not to be.
Let's see. Let's go check at time of recording the Rotten Tomatoes review of Us. What?
Yeah, because I was just like, they didn't give me a damn headache. I was just like, what the fuck is going on?
Let's see.
It didn't make no sense.
Yes, Us is 95% from the Rotten Tomatoes score, the tomato meter. And the audience score is 71%.
Yeah, that's a little more accurate.
Wow.
Because Rotten Tomato be with that bullshit. They must be getting paid by the people.
Wow.
71
by the people. 71
for the audience and 95 for the tomato meter.
Yeah, because Rotten Tomatoes, they playing. They inflate in the grade.
But, you know, people, like, they can inflate the audience score, too.
Yeah,
know?
But all I can tell you
couple
is...
A couple sites, you know, put a little... Put a little bots on there and put a whole bunch of one stars and bring shit down, man.
It's a lot closer to what I said.
They did that at Black Panther when Black Panther came out.
I didn't give a damn what they said about that. Now, Black Panther, 100%.
Nah, that movie wasn't that great, bro.
It was.
I mean, the visual.
All aspect black, everything.
Of it. The visual. That's what I said. But the story was kind of booty.
It was like, yeah, I mean, it wasn't the best. But
visually, the movie was nice. But just the, you know, everybody, oh, that's a black movie. No, it's not. White boy wrote that shit. The fuck y'all talking about? Like, that ain't no black person movie.
It was just
black
all
man
black
directed it. But the storyline is white as fuck. Don't get it twisted. You know, they was able to add some couple of things to the Black Panther. But, you know what I'm saying? The Black Panther story had to exist in the Marvel Universe. So shit had to be that way. So don't. I hate when them black niggas try to use Black Panther as a black shit. I'm like, bro, don't do that, nigga. That ain't no black movie. But anyway, going back to Us,
as
man.
As you digress.
Yeah. At first, when I watched the movie, I walked out. I texted my friends. I'm like, yo, Us was trash. Because, you know, I was just like, oh, that. I watched that whole movie for the reveal to be like that. And that's the way I felt. You know what I'm saying? I was kind of upset. You know, so I said, look, I'm going to get the half black man a chance. And so I went, did my research, read a couple of little, you know what I'm saying, spoiler things and articles about it, breakdowns and Shadow and something. Some site Shorty fucked with. You know what I'm saying? And I kind of got a better understanding of the movie. Kind of makes sense. Tied some things together. Some confusing aspects of the movie. Like, I didn't understand why the doppelgangers, like, you know, like, they, why were they there in the first place? Like, they didn't, you know, it was like, you know, why
does everybody
have one?
I was just like, why?
And, like, you know, it was some failed experiment. The government bailed on them and just left them down there in the tunnels and whatever like that is what, you know, I'm saying. They just, like, so everybody had a doppelganger, and they would just walk around. Like, whatever you was doing, that's what they was doing. Because they went, something went right with them. So they would just, so if you walking around doing something, they walking around doing something. And then, you know what I'm saying, so... And it just, I didn't understand that part of it because I was just like...
It served no purpose to me.
Yeah, it was some things I had questions about, you know what I'm saying? You know, I always wonder, like, why is there so many fucking rabbits? Why are there so many, like, it was rabbits every motherfucking where. Like, it was just so many fucking rabbits, and you know what I'm saying? So, I was like, why, you know, I had questions, like, why is so many fucking rabbits? And the little boy with the burnt face, I wonder, like, why his face was burnt.
Yeah, and then the real kid, he couldn't get that shit to light. He couldn't get it to light, but obviously the other one did because his face burned off.
Yep. And maybe it was lighting on the other hand.
It was lighting him up.
Yeah,
all the time because you know you saying like the person supposed the real person may be controlling what the double is doing. Mm-hmm. So his face burned up because your kid keep playing with this shit. Oh. It's not you know what I'm saying. Yeah. His ain't working, but mine clearly is because my face is burned up. So, but
he's sitting in the dark room, he just burned his face. He's like, oh shit. And, you know, that shit was crazy because this was kind of like, you know, then it was like how, you know, when during the times when you would see her, like, she act like comforting when they got killed. Like, when the little girl was wrapped up in the tree, she was kind of just sitting there looking at her. And, you know, and then, like, you know, she was. It was something, but like I said, it's worth going to the movies to see.
Not
it is it
get
is.
A bootleg, niggas.
No, don't support the black man, the half black man. Come so on,
support him half the way.
I mean, yeah, bootleg is supporting him zero the way.
Okay, well, we just.
I mean, we got go to the movie. Take your boo out. You know, it's a good night on the movies, man. Catch a matinee, go on Tuesday when it's $5. Like, you know what I'm saying. So, you know, like, it's worth going to the movie to see. I'm going to be honest and say that. You know, like, after, you know, taking in the totality of everything, it's worth going to see.
Yeah,
I initially came out with a low grade. I was like, yo, man, it's like a D, easy meal. I said a C minus. Then after I did my research, it kind of made sense. It bumped it up to a B minus.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But it's worth watching. You know, you go see John Wick and all the other bullshit. Any Will Ferrell trash. Will Ferrell's the most garbage nigga alive. Ooh. Will Ferrell's garbage. Whoa. Garbage. Garbage.
I'm talking about, let's go back to John Wick.
I mean, I'm just saying, niggas go to see movies and see anything. I ain't say John Wick was trash. I was like, you'll go see that. I mean, it's a movie about a nigga killing 1,000 niggas in 2 hours. That's all you're going to sit there and see. I mean, John Wick, kill. That's it. You know what I'm saying? Oh, he, you know, don't touch his dog. Well, he's, you know, whatever his storyline was. But anyway.
I think the baby hungry, so let's wrap this up.
Oh, the baby's hungry. All right. The baby's the rapper, right?
The baby within.
Yeah. Man. So, So go see Us. You know what I'm saying?
It's about to be Us in 8 months.
Okay. All right. Anyway, moving along.
I know you're excited. I'll let you pick this one.
Overjoyed. I picked the name of the first two.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
The first child? Yeah.
First two.
You didn't come up with that.
It's my name. What you mean?
Moving right along, bro. I tried to do you a solid.
What are you talking about? Like, it's
tried
my name.
To do you a solid.
Anyway.
Tried.
Keep it 100. Do you have a keep it 100?
Yes. My keep it 100 is...
100.
You know, I want to just shout out my HBCUs because not just the one that I attended. So, Aggie Pride. But,
hey man, shout out to Professor Anwar Austin at North Carolina A&T State University. We stand with you, Dr. Austin.
All right. Shaking things up. I hear you, my brother.
But go ahead.
But nonetheless, I mean, the thing is, like, over, you know, all of the years that HBCUs have been in existence, a lot of times people don't give us the, I guess, respect that they deserve. People think that it's a washed down or watered down education system.
Mm.
But
speaking
we have
system.
Lots of things that go on that are amazing accomplishments. And I want to shout out one particular HBCU, none other than Florida A&M University, because their golf team was recognized in the PG A Tour recognition. So, you know, shout out to FAMU golf team.
Hey, I'm about to be the hater that I'm always going to be. I'm about to look up FAMU golf team, and I bet you it's all white boys.
It's not. And it's not. Get the image, baby.
I'm about to get this image.
Get the image, baby.
So we got, okay, one, two. All right.
Thank you.
All right.
Fall back, all my right. nigga.
Okay, so now, okay, shout out to y'all brothers, man. Shout out to y'all brothers. Yes. Mr. Logan Bryant, Mr. Prince Cunningham, Mr. Stephen Davis, Moby Dillard, Chase Killett, Mahendra Lutchman, Ethan Mangum, Cameron Riley, Isaiah Shaw, and Alejandro Toro. Yes. What y'all say, Rattler Pride? What did they say?
The Rattlers will strike and strike again.
Oh. I don't think that's how they say it.
Yes, they do.
Okay.
You don't know?
I don't.
I mean, you're going to ask a question, but you're going to answer a question. Which one is it? Do you know what you're asking?
It don't even matter.
Okay, moving right along. What's your Keep It 100?
My Keep It 100 is...
100.
It's two parts. You know what I'm saying? You know how I like to do,
always
man.
Always with the bullshit.
Know your mate, man. Know your mate, man. Recently, man, me and Queen Germ had a night on the town, and, you know, she bought me a drink. And this drink right here, nah, bruh. It was C-section city, bro. Matter of fact, I'm going to keep it real, man. We went out to a little local shake joint in some little middle of nowhere. You know, we ain't going to tell you where we was because, you know, hey, we like to be low.
Ungrateful niggas.
And so, you know, we go to a little shake joint. You know what I'm saying? We in there. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, Queen Germ over there, you know.
I get you a motherfucking lap dance. Yeah. I allow you to sit there and touch on another woman's body.
Look,
Exactly. You mad.
I'm mad because if you're going to give me a hall pass,
don't worry about
make
it.
Sure the hall pass worth it.
Don't worry about it.
That girl came over there. She took her goddamn top off. Her stomach looked like a damn oatmeal pie.
So how I was supposed to see what the stomach looked like when the stuff was covered up?
Hey, bruh, look. And then,
I was supposed to hit pat her down before she came over there to you?
Then she had them little, man, like some baby just got through sucking on her titties or something. Like she been breastfeeding.
Nah, them like, shits look like some little ass water balloons.
That's what I said. They're like the baby just been swinging like, on the motherfuckers. Then,
I guess.
And then she was all like, trying, I was just like, first, like, I don't like strippers being on me. Like, I don't like that shit. Dance, entertain. Don't be on me. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't like that shit. Because then, like, whatever she had on, like, it was just on. And I was just like, ugh. I just felt like a thot.
Fresh.
Yeah, but I felt like a thot or whatever.
She might have had some body glow.
Bath and Body, or, you know what I'm saying? I think she had cucumber melon on or some shit. I was just like, oh, my God.
Well, that means she was close to that face.
That's why I was like, she was out there putting her titties in my face. I was like, look. I was like, lady, stop. Like,
that's
yo.
What I'm talking about. They say cucumber melon. He got the scent off of.
Then Queen
you don't know what the fuck I was doing.
Then Queen Jermo, they're like, come on, touch on. I was like, yo, I don't want to. Like, I was just like, bro, like, this.
I guess I just didn't make the move for him. That's all.
Nah, bro. It wasn't the one. Like, that wasn't the one. Like, nah. That, okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're going to get me, like, I just think we're going to have to go to a more, you know, we got to level up a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Next time we go to a bigger city like Jacksonville or somewhere like that, we go buy a washing machine or something if you get my drift.
If that's what y'all call them these
days. Help somebody with their tuition. You know what I mean?
I guess. Make sure that my turn on pay before you go and pay for somebody else's tuition.
I mean, I said help with tuition. I ain't say pay nobody tuition. I ain't trying to pay them two tuitions in there. I'm trying to get them to, like, they don't understand. I was talking to all the little nieces and nephews this past weekend. I said, man, y'all don't understand, man. Y'all got to do y'all part. Like, y'all not, like, this is not going to be my financial responsibility. Like, a nigga told me, nigga, when I turned 18, nigga told me to get off the muscle, take out loans and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, like.
Like, I tell y'all, I got me a nice house somewhere
so listen,
in the U.S. Department.
So listen, so anyway.
Education.
So that's my first part of my Keep It 100.
Yeah, get to the
man.
Second part.
No,
you always
know your
shits.
Mate, man. Like, you know, just know what
know
they
you,
like.
Nigga.
Know
I know
what
you,
they like.
I know what you like, but the thing is, I didn't sit there and pat the lady down and see what she had going on. I figured, we in the facility. This is what it is. Mm. You should have been happy. Cause you got a chance to do something, so just be thankful.
Yeah, but I was just like just I was cool thankful. That night, cause I was like ain't nothing here worth it, like you know what I'm saying.
So I was trying to give you something. I tried to give you something. I gave you a souvenir, and you don't want the shit, so it's fine.
It was one chick walking around there. She had like a strobe light on her vagina. I ain't never seen nothing like that before.
So that's what you wanted?
No, not at all. Not at all. No. She wasn't my type at all. No, she's one of them. You see, she's a super thought. Like, nah.
She had a what?
She had a like a light on her vagina.
And it was all kind of colors. It was flashing.
Then she had like light up shoes.
Yeah.
Like she was like a super stripper. Like, you know, like you don't, them the ones that, you know, nah. Nah, they don't even, they don't look at little poor people like me. They're like, nah.
You said, okay, when you said all of her vagina, right? Like, you don't mean
junk, nigga.
You don't mean panties, right?
Nigga,
no, it was. I mean, it looked like a G string. It was connected to something.
But you couldn't see the string.
But you couldn't see the string because it was like
The light up on her vagina,
and she had like a artificial booty, so therefore her butt was sticking out really far. Mm-hmm. And then the thing just, you know what I'm saying, kind of came up around that, and so it was kept caught up in the fat groove. You know what I'm saying, in the inside. Mm-hmm. But then, I mean, it was cute. I'm gonna give me one. I'm trying to tell you, I'm gonna come up in that room. Watch. I mean, I got a good 3 more months of action before this baby comes. So, I'm going to give you the business. What color you want my thing to be? Red, white, and blue? But how you want it to go?
Hey, whatever color you want it to be. Whatever color you want it to be.
I'm going on the internet. So, I'm going to go. Shit, let me look that shit up right now. Let me see if I can get one of these things.
So, my second part.
Amazon Prime, motherfucker.
Am I keeping 100?
100.
Is Cardi B, a video servicing a Cardi B. Admitting to drugging and robbing dudes. So, did you hear the video?
Mm-mm.
Oh, you want to hear it?
I fucking deserve it because I don't put in no fucking work. Now, that's when I feel like niggas is bugging. Because I did it myself. Niggas must have forgot, my nigga, the shit that I did. So, motherfucking survive. Like, I had to go strip. I had to go, oh, yeah, you want to fuck me? Yeah, 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 let's go to this hotel. And I drug niggas up and I rob them. That's what I used to do. Nothing was motherfucking handed to me, my nigga. Nothing. Nothing. So for a bitch to motherfucking say that I don't deserve shit, that's when I know that they fucking bugging. Because they do not fucking know the shit they had to do so niggas could take me out. Because nobody wanted to help me. Nobody. Nobody wanted to fucking help me, my nigga. No.
So you proud that you done robbed and
she drugged. This is what she's saying.
She admitted to
this. I mean, so now, you know, it's a group of niggas out there that's trying to get charges pressed on. They like, they want her to be, you know, charges pressed. But people are like, yo, you don't have no evidence.
You don't wait too late.
But Bill Cosby went to jail without, like, you know, like some same thing. So why they can't, you know, press charges? I mean, she admitted to drugging and robbing niggas.
But I'm saying, you don't know who they are. So you just going to put me in jail for
rant. So a man step up and say, hey, I was drug and robbed by Cardi B now. So let's say we get a somebody that come out and say that. Are we taking him seriously?
No.
Oh, see? The double standard.
Yeah, double standard. You went to the room trying to get some pussy. So just because you
got... I was trying to get some pussy. I ain't want to get robbed.
Okay, well, just you paying for the pussy. That's all.
No, I was willing to do that, but I didn't want to get robbed of the extra money I had.
Get drunk.
Yeah. Like,
you thought you was going to get her so messed up that you was going to play over
her. Have you ever stole money from a nigga?
Never.
Never?
Never. Mm. I ain't never been that type. I'm all about getting mine the right way. If you gift me something, I'm going to take a gift. But I ain't never like,
when nigga pocket when he was sleeping. Took
never. That ain't never my thing. I ain't never robbed nobody.
Wow. That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's wild. But yeah, man, so I don't know, man. Cardi B, though, that's that one with that. She gonna die one day. That Miss Miami lady that got like 50 pounds of ass and injections in her shit. Mm. Like, I don't know why she kept going. Like, she was just like, but anyway, Jones. Cardi B, man, I don't know. If accuser comes up, we might have to take him seriously. You know what I'm saying? She has admitted to doing it.
We ain't taking him seriously.
She has admitted to doing it. So, you know, but, you know, props to Cardi B. She made it to the top. I mean, hey, she didn't went from drugging and robbing niggas to $100 million. You can't. And that's a good come up in less than 5 years.
Yeah, well, you ain't got enough sense to keep your mouth closed, because if I'd have been drugging and robbing niggas, I got a whole lot of shit to lose at this point. I can't tell nobody that.
Yeah. So
you talking about I'm gonna go back to robbing niggas if I'm finna go from $100 million to nothing. Niggas don't want nothing but a check. You was trying to fuck, so what are you talking about?
Mm-hmm. You said I was gonna give $500 for the pussy, but you stole $2,000 from me.
Okay, well I give that $1,500.
No, I'm gonna give $1,500. I had 1,500 stitches across your motherfucking face.
No, you're not, because you don't even care.
You stole my money.
What you want now? You want my money now?
No.
So if I'm gonna give you a check, now shut the fuck up.
No, I want you to go to jail.
You don't want me to go to jail,
for
nigga.
Drugging and robbing me.
You don't even care about that
I'm
shit.
I'm a victim now. I need you to suffer for what you did to me. Okay. I don't trust any woman because the last woman one woman I dealt with drugged me and robbed me. So now I think every woman is capable of that. Okay. I'm a victim now. I got PTSD. Mm-hmm. Shout out to my nigga. What's the nigga off of Love & Hip Hop? Oh, yeah, Chaotic.
Now that's all ugly.
PTSD. You like,
I mean, there's some people in the world. I'm
not,
like,
I'm not making fun of people with PTSD. You know what I'm saying? So,
well, that nigga, they ugly. And then you got a nerd to have tattoos on your face. That shit is ridiculous.
I got shot 17 times. That's what that, he made sure we
did. He got shot 17 times in
and
the face?
That's what a tattoo on his face is from one of the bullet things.
I guess. But when I tell you, he is something ugly.
So winners and losers, you got any winners?
Yeah. My winner today is Truly Young.
Winner.
She is the daughter of Dr. Dre.
Keep going. Yes.
She got an official acceptance letter into USC, and she didn't have to pay. They didn't have to do any kind of...
They didn't.
No, they didn't.
Look up 2000.
Well, my phone did.
Oh, okay. Well, look on your phone. Dr. Dre's, how much money Dr. Dre gave to USC? Look that up.
But she got a real acceptance letter.
Look that up.
Look at you.
I'm not being a hater.
You are a hater. That's what you
truly,
do.
Now to put Dr. Dre donation USC. Just Google that.
But that was how many years ago?
Look that up.
How many years ago was it?
Like 5.
Okay, so they did it in advance.
Look how much he gave.
No.
70 million. He donated $70 million.
I didn't know he had that kind of money.
Dr. Dre on Beats. That's what you mean. That's like $1 billion. He sold it to Apple for like $1 billion. You know what I'm saying? Dr. Dre got money. He gave $70 million to school. Oh, your daughter going to USC if I gave $70 million to the school. Nigga, every child I got going to USC.
My child, my grandchild.
Nigga, is somebody, is this little dude I know?
He needs somewhere to be.
He needs somewhere, full ride. So, Dr. Dre, no, we're not going to do that.
Well, why would he even grandstand like that if he knew that he's
at this time, how you going to talk about something? And then the way he said it, he was like, we did it a little right. It's like, nigga, did you just get $70 million to the school?
But you just decided that you was going to check that shit out?
No, everybody knew that shit. Like, that shit been, like, common news. Like, what year that was, John?
You can't get on the payroll.
I mean, look, you couldn't be the intern in here, man. Like, John, like, he blowing his audition. Didn't even know it, man. Blowing it. Like, just
that's what happens when you do drugs at the job. That's
I know, right, man? Everybody can't smoke on the job.
Can't smoke on the job, nigga.
Mm-hmm. It was about 2013,
14. Okay, well, she's still my winner. Fuck that.
2013.
I stand on what I say.
One day ago.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. My winner.
Winner.
Is little Zion Wade.
Oh, yeah.
Zion Wade was just at a fashion show. Killing it. Look at little D-Wade, son. Look at him. Look at him. Serving looks, hunty. Yes, hunt. Yes. Yes.
Stop it.
Watch the walk. Oh. Killing shit. That's what his daddy said. Little Zion Wade. Killing shit, bro. Hey, yo, that video right there sent the internet, sent Hotep niggas, like everybody head exploded. You know what I'm saying? This little man out here living his best life. Somebody said living out his life like his daddy want to.
Don't do that.
So, you know, so shout out to my nigga Zion Wade. You know what I'm saying? You know, living your best life, my nigga. Like, fuck that, man. Live your life, man. You my other winner. That was one or two. No, that was one. That was just one winner.
So high.
My other winner. No, that was the only one I had. Losers. Got any losers?
Of course.
Okay. Your first loser. Go ahead.
My only loser, because I try to keep it just one a show, unlike other people.
Okay.
Your favorite place, Publix, where shopping is not a pleasure.
Where shopping is a pleasure. Shout out to the plug, Publix.
Yeah, they ain't on the Patreon.
Loser.
But nonetheless. Up in that motherfucker last night.
I told you, man.
My thing is this. I ain't even going. This ain't even.
I know that chicken you bought home last night from Publix was delicious.
Niggas be hungry too. Mm-mm. But nonetheless, the problem wasn't Publix. It just so happened that it was there. And it just reminded me that white people really are oblivious to rules. Like, the rules don't, they believe that the rules don't apply to them. Mm. Now, it's two cashiers, it's one line. At this point, I'm the next person in line.
Mm-hmm.
It's four people behind me. You only want lottery, so you stand by the lottery machine. You look at the other people because you don't really look at me.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying, what is it, two lines? I said, no, there's only one line.
Mm.
I made that very clear. When the man says, who's next? I look at you and I look at the cashier and I said, I'm next. Though you're approaching, as if you finna front me. Nigga, you should be number six.
Mm.
It's four motherfuckers behind me. That makes five. You're six. Why the hell are you approaching the counter just because you want lottery and other people got other stuff in their hand? Who the fuck you think you are? Like, what makes you so special that you get to front five other motherfuckers in the line that been waiting? You don't even know how long. You come from out your car into the doggone Publix to the front door. Like, to the front desk. Like, you really think that's some shit? Like, I'm like, white people, dear white people, you too have to stand in line. That's some bullshit. Like, luckily, I was trying to do the right thing. You know, it's the Lenten season. I'm trying to do better with my life. But, you know, he really pissed me off because I was just like, what type of fuck shit is this? I'm standing here. It's people behind me. It's no confusion. Nobody has two lines. There's one line. You need to fall in it. But I don't know what the other people decided to do because the cashier was like, well, I just want to make sure that nobody is being overlooked or whatever. I said, oh, no, nobody's being overlooked. I am definitely next. I just don't understand why other people don't think that they're supposed to be in line. But thank you for your services. I appreciate it. There's nothing else you can do for me. Thank you.
Mm.
But, yeah, he was with the bullshit. So, white people.
So, what did Publix have to do with that?
I said it happened at Publix. Oh, I didn't say Publix had.
Shopping is a pleasure.
Was not at that point.
Did you get taken care of? And did you get?
I did. I got taken care of. So did and Publix can't control who come in their door.
Yeah.
But what I'm telling you is, it's been consistent that Publix been with the bullshit. Because I wouldn't even had to been in this motherfucking line if you really want to know how Publix got a problem. If the motherfuckers at the first Publix I went to in Southwood had the motherfucking chicken that I went there for. I couldn't get no chicken because they didn't have the shit. So I went to the other Publix and I got it. So that's what the problem.
I don't understand why you run into all the chicken problems. Like
I'm just telling you that's what happened. Ask your kids. I went in the store. They say, well, mama, what you come out with? Nothing because the niggas ain't got the chicken. So we go to the other store and the people had the chicken and they had the old crazy cracker that wanted to jump me in line. That's what happened. So yeah, fuck Publix.
Is he went to the one on Park?
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't you go there first? Ain't that closer?
No. Because I was picking up the boys from school.
Oh,
and so when I picked them up, I was over there by Ricketts. And then I just went to Southwood way and coming home.
Oh.
Well, my loser.
Loser.
The fake outrage of the week, man. His little story came online. Said Ciara wanted to change Baby Future's name to Russell Wilson Jr. And, you know, that started some fake outrage. You know, it's not true. It said she was getting a petition to, you know, you don't have to get a petition to change a kid's name, first of all. She want to change a kid's name, you change a kid's name, but she's not going to do that. You know, but the boy name is Future. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, you should have seen the people, the way they were reacting. So, y'all are my losers for jumping to conclusions.
I mean, it's fun. Sometimes you can take a shot.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, you just let the jokes fly. Like, don't worry about if this facts is factual or not. Just let the jokes fly. Like, worry about the facts later, man. Fuck that, man.
I mean, sometimes it's fun.
Yeah.
I mean, but it ain't make no sense. If she would have done something like that, she would have just been stupid. Because if you conceive the child by the man, y'all got whatever relationship, y'all ain't got to be together no more. But if y'all are able to deal with each other, tolerate each other, why you gonna take the man child name? That don't even make no sense. That's bullshit.
Unless he's a piece of shit, he's like a child molester, he's, you know, you Google his name and some horrible shit come up, that's the only reason why, you know.
Yeah, but other than that, you don't need to
don't
do all
that. Don't change your motherfucking name.
Some
man.
Of y'all do need to change your turn name because you got these kids named after motherfuckers that ain't their damn daddy. That's another story.
Hey, whatever, man. Hey, whatever's clever. And my other loser is whoever leaked this story about Colin Kaepernick and Eric Reid settlement being around $10 million.
Loser.
Whew. Wow. If that's true, man, like, that's fucked up. Like $10 million, like, you got to split with the other nigga and you got lawyer fees. Like, them niggas getting, like, $100,000, man. Like, what kind of shit is that? If this story is true.
I don't think it's true.
I mean, somebody leaked the story and it's supposed to be
in it. They got documents.
I mean, it's the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated posting this. This is not like, it's a reputable site. This ain't on like, you know, Black Sports Online or nothing like that.
They might just be saying that because the people want
to put yeah, maybe the NFL put a number out there like, yeah. Like they leaked the story to somebody like, oh, that's all we gave them, niggas.
Yeah, to try to make it look like it ain't nothing.
Don't think we gave them $100 million so another nigga try this shit.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Nigga, you only got 10. And you know what I'm saying? Like, you seen Colin Kaepernick, the Patriots or somebody was trying to work him out or whatever, you know, give him a look. So it's like, I mean, you know he got to get back to work or that money gone. You know what I'm saying?
Child, please.
You know, like, look, man. Hey, y'all support the brother Colin Kaepernick, man. He went out there. It's always the light-skinned niggas that go the hardest, man.
Don't do that.
Dark-ass niggas at, bro? The light-skinned niggas make y'all look bad, man.
No, they don't, because we black all day long.
Yeah, but see, the light-skinned niggas out there putting their life on the line.
We got shit to prove. When your hair nappy and your skin dog shit, you man. In the trenches.
Damn.
24-7, you don't get no break. So fuck off with all that other stuff. Talking about, I ain't got to stick my neck out there. I've been out there. Mm. On the front lines.
I hear you. So shout out.
Yeah, shout out.
Okay, yeah. Speaking of shout outs, you got any shout outs?
You know I do.
Okay.
I want to shout out Pam and the fam, the Johnson 5, and anybody representing 912. That's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. My city. Fuck what you heard. Mm. Yes.
Yeah.
Sunbeam Bakery.
Man.
Yeah. Yeah. What you got?
Everybody got Sunbeam Bakery.
What you talking about? Fresh bread. All day long. Captain John Durst.
Roger Wood.
That's right. What you know about me? Bonds, Care Hayes.
Bubba Burgers.
Nigga, who you got to shout out? Fuck you.
Oh, man. Shout out to Saul Wright, Be Easy, GQ Blue, Short T.
Short T.
Shout out to Ruler Myself, RT3, MJ Money 9S, Stax, Rick James Bitch, Light Skin Kanye, Drew from DC, Gerard in Boston, anybody over that site to fuck with the kid, Peppy J from B-More, Steph from B-More, Papa Dash, Daughter Dash, I'm forgetting anybody.
Matt Wooten grabbing the gooch.
Oh man, nasty motherfucker. No shout out to him, he's nasty. And shout out to anybody who fuck with the squad. Long way, short way, no way at all, man. Shout out to y'all. Man.
12 Cal.
Oh, man, yeah. Shout out to Black Pod Squad, man. Shout out to 12 Cal, the homie 12 Cal. Go check out the 12 Cal podcast. Go check out the homie Dr. Abrasive and everybody of Dr. Abrasive Network. You got the brother Dr. Cam and Dr. Cam's Barbecue. You got the disrespectful motherfucking MJ. You got K-Law, the truck driver, leaving ash all over the highways. You know what I'm saying? And go over to Dr. Abrasive Network. Check out what they got going on. They always got something going on over there. Hell, you might even fuck around and win a prize because they give away shit over there. Like, they ain't like us over here.
Begging for dollars.
Yeah, we begging. Them niggas over there, like, you fuck around and get something for just sign up to their newsletter. Like, goddamn. But over here, we got the Patreon that you can give a dollar to or maybe five and get some swag. You know what I'm saying? Like, who know? Be Easy out there dishing shit out like J. Kidd in the 2001 playoffs with Phoenix.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Whenever he was there, who knows? I just made a date up.
Yeah, I don't know.
He probably was in Dallas then or New Jersey. Who knows? He probably was in New Jersey.
Just going to say it. Say it like you mean it, then the people know. Go ahead.
I mean, we don't check facts on here.
No, like, they ain't no need.
We did more fact checking than last year, though. I'm gonna be honest with you, since, you know. You know, me and it's all right. We just ain't give a fuck. We keep rolling. We kill niggas and whatever. At least we're over here, we'll take the time to look. You know what I'm saying? We got a little more factual.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man. Oh, I forgot to tell you. They dropped the charges on your boy, Jesse.
They dropped the charges on this nigga?
Yes. They dropped the charges. But he don't get his bail money back, and he has to do community service. But they dropped the charges. If you drop the charge and he gets it off his record, so it's not on his record, but you got to do community service. And you don't get your $10,000 back for bail.
He don't deserve it. He's crazy ass.
Yeah, so
he need to be going to the doggone mental hospital because something wrong with him.
Hey, he's staying hard. Like, I told you I didn't do this. We like, nigga, stop, bro. Look, bro, stop.
Just
but,
stop, yeah.
But look, though, he, I mean, you know.
He what? He crazy? He crazy. He is not to be trusted.
Oh, Lord. Nigga not named to Jesse. Be trusted. That's an untrustworthy
exactly.
name. Jesse. Like, what the fuck? Like, what the fuck kind of shit is it? Jesse? I hope it's short for something.
It ain't.
That's his real fucking
name?
That's
his real name.
Jesse?
Jesse Smollett.
What the fuck?
His mama don't even know what to do.
He mixed kids, you know, half black.
Yeah, but that's the worst. He looks ridiculous anyway. I mean, he's sitting there. I mean, like,
and they said the mayor and the police upset about this shit.
Yeah. I would be too, because that's dumb. That's teaching people that it's okay to do that type of shit. If you got enough money, you can do anything. Mm. That's the same thing with them damn people who done paid to get their children to school. Ain't shit gonna happen to them.
Damn. People upset about that shit. This nigga named Jussie.
Jussie. Jussie damn liar.
This nigga real name is fucking Jussie. Oh, but look at his sibling's name. His real name is Justin.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, sorry.
Yes. I mean, you didn't believe me. I'm telling you. Just gonna snatch it out of my head.
My bad. You know me.
Yeah, his real name is
carried away sometimes.
Justin. So when did he change to Jussie?
Child, please. He lame as hell. He needed to get himself together. Oh. That ain't make no sense.
Okay.
I mean, you went to the extreme. The people beating you up and all this other carrying on. Somebody need to beat his ass up for real, though.
He said it happened, man. No, nobody need to beat him up for
real. Yes, he do.
For what?
I bet he won't tell that lie no more.
Of course he won't.
The boy who cried wolf. Mm. Then when he get his ass whooped, then hey, he didn't know how to do that no more.
Wow. So, yeah, man. That was my last shout out to Jussie Smollett. You got your charges dropped, man. You're a free man, man. Hopefully, you'll do something more constructive with your, you know, you're not facing 47 years. You know, everybody got off this week. Trump got off this week. The Mueller report came out.
They
said they couldn't find nothing on him. No collusion. You know what I'm saying? And Trump was swagging on the airways. Did you see the way Donald Trump talked about John McCain, bro?
Mm-hmm.
That shit was like, I ain't never seen a nigga like so ruthless. I
mean, but you tacky because you ain't do nothing. So I'm trying to understand how you talking bad and the daughter had to get on him.
Wow. Damn. Well, look, man.
Sorry.
You really did that on there? Come on, my dude. Come on, my guy. Really?
I couldn't hold it no more.
I understand. Look, man, we've been here.
Over here.
I mean, y'all, Mr. 291 is in here again, bruh. Live in effect, man. Mr. 291, hey, shout out to my nigga Jones with the real nigga job. I almost forgot, man. The nigga got a real nigga job, man. Hey, like y'all young niggas don't understand the value of good hard work. This nigga is finding this shit out right now, and this shit, hey, I love this shit, man. Nigga getting good back breaking work, bro. I love to see young niggas doing some back breaking work, like real nigga shit. He looked the part too, man. Looked like old goddamn construction worker and shit.
Okay.
Yeah, man. They got the bald head and the beard, man. Black as fuck, man.
Okay.
The orange vest on and shit. Yeah. Like, I see him at the store at the end of the day buying a little double deuce.
Okay. The polar pop. I ain't mad at you now.
Man, but yeah, man. So shout out to anybody else for the Frocast, man. Shout out to, like I said, 12 Cow, 12 Cow Podcast, Dr. Bracer, Back Talk Podcast, the whole, everybody, any other podcast we fuck with, man. Shout out to y'all, man. We've been here too long tonight, man. We got to go. Trying to get a decent night of sleep tonight.
Yeah, my baby got a heartbeat now.
Oh, my God. Anyway, man, don't forget, call the voice line. 347-201-2572. Leave a voicemail.
Give us some suggestions about baby names. he can't say shit else. It's your girl Queen Germ.
It's your boy King Germ. Mr. Frocast. We out of here, man.
Peace.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss. NappyAfro.com